tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son.
Now, let's analyze what's been working for us. Not a goddamn thing's been working for us. This goddamn suit doesn't work for me. And this stinking tie, this goddamn shirt, it doesn't work for me.
It's just emotionally you're a mess. And frankly, brother, anybody who wastes the potential you got pisses me off.
Yeah, well, it pisses me off, too.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
It wants to walk up with the people and say, hey, Gator don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit.
Isn't that what makes a man?
I'm sure of that in the very test. All right,
that's enough for this insubordination. Team breaks down. We break down.
Sunday morning, and we're getting very close to gospel music on the podcast.
Oh, come on, man. A little David Bowie Sunday morning. A young American, young American.
I hated Labyrinth.
Oh, come on. I was watching a little bit of the Missouri, Florida women's softball team this morning when I woke up, and guess what? Young Americans popped into my head.
Oh, man. That's awful. Well, at least they're of age.
Oh, dude. There was a second baseman for Florida.
Definitely of age.
Oh. Ooh.
Definitely of age. I get it.
She was a young American.
She was a young American.
All right. So this is Bloop Singles. And that's me clearing my throat. All right. So
Bloop Singles. It's me dropping the mic.
Bam, that was hell of a laugh. That just blew somebody's speakers if they're listening to it on the radio. So Zach Kraft is back with us. You weren't with us last week.
Oh, you did one without me?
Yeah, Christopher Cooley.
Nice.
The Cooley man stepped in for you. He did last week's show.
In all his handicap disabled glory.
Yeah, he's messed up from when he got into a car accident and kind of hurt himself, but he's all right. He's going to be all right.
That's what happens when you don't come to softball games.
That's right. That's what happens when you go to Kings games.
Shit gets ugly.
So he filled in last week, and he did a pretty good job. Yeah. It was his first time.
I'm sure he did much better than I normally do
on a regular basis. He's just got to get a little bit more comfortable in talking on the microphone.
He just has to realize that no one else is listening. He'll feel a lot more comfortable then.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, of course.
Your wife is probably against the door, like...
With a cup, trying to listen, you know? Yeah.
But you're talking about Florida State second baseman.
Oh, the Missouri first base coach. First base coach? Yeah.
Now we're getting into the assistants.
Yeah. Hey, it's Sunday morning. What else is there to do?
Church. Save your soul.
Oh, man. I should go back to church, but I've got issues. But, you know. Hey, the God of Abraham is my partner. But we're about 5 minutes into it now, and want to give a shout-out to Lafayette for... Site Boss for putting this up on SacramentoFans.com for all of you out there. He does his blog now. He's actually writing it instead of doing a podcast. So you actually have to use your imagination and your mind to read it. Yes, to hear his. Or you could go with, he's also MC Nutso. If you want to Google any of his music out there, he's all right. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
MC Nutso. But he's also an amazing drawer.
Artist.
He did that comic book on the site for drawing. What was it? Remember you could pay somebody to
the website.
Yeah.
That was his?
Not his, but he worked for it. He actually went down to Comic-Con and was down there drawing pictures for kids and stuff like that. So
nice.
He's a man of many gifts. Man of many, many gifts.
That must be nice.
Yes.
Selfish asshole. Yes. Taking all the gifts in the
world. Well, you're an amazing guitarist.
No. I'm a passable guitarist. I play the correct style for my skill level.
So, all right, let's get into a little bit of a little baseball talk, little Giants-A's talk going to be happening here for the next, about half hour or so.
Giants game doesn't start for another 2 hours. I say we could go hour and a half on this
one. Hour and a half on this one?
Yeah, really, really grind out some cold, hard stats.
Yeah, some hard-hitting, in-depth analysis by Zach Kraft and Marcus Mann on the A's and the Giants.
You will be asleep before the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
I will lull you with these numbers.
Well, first off, I want to get your opinion on something. What me and Chris kind of talked about last week was WAR and what it meant. Wins above replacement. Mm-hmm. What is your... thoughts on that statistic?
I think it's a good statistic post facto, after the fact. It's a measure of basically how much. I mean, it basically just compares players together. You know, hitters. A five WAR player basically allows helps his team with 50 runs over the season as opposed to a zero WAR player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way baseball kind of records work, there's this thing called the Pythag theorem, which takes your the runs you allowed compared to your runs scored.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically, with those two numbers, it spits out what your record should be. And usually with that, teams' records are within, you know, 3 wins or losses of that record that it spits out.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely is it off, and when it's off, it's, you know, maybe 6 wins, 5 wins, 6 wins. So, it, you know, the runs allowed and, you know, runs scored is a good predictor of how a team is doing. So then WAR basically, you know, is a win is basically 10 runs. It comes down to a win is basically 10 runs scored or 10 less runs allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, wins above replacement basically just becomes runs above replacement. And, you know, basically a 5-win player compared to a 4-win player, you're going to win an extra win, game a season. And it's not just offense. It could be defense or something like that.
Yeah,
that makes him
I'm talking about the WAR. It actually, like this WAR rating on, let's go, we're at baseballreference.com is actually the website that I usually go for all of my statistics. It's mm-hmm. it's an amazing. Have you ever been to baseball?
Man, I have a subscription for the Play Index because I like doing weird shit like that.
Yeah. You're such a nerd.
Yeah.
So this one actually puts
Chase Utley, 11th best second baseman in history in WAR. 11th best.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
what that means is there's been a lot of bad second basemen.
Yeah. You know who is amazing this year? Isn't Tulowitzki a second baseman?
Shortstop.
Oh, shortstop. Because he is.
He's incredible.
He is freaking dominating this year. He is.
And he's dominated previous years.
Yeah.
But he's going to get hurt. It's just gonna happen.
But
he's gonna get hurt. Carlos Gonzalez is gonna hurt, and the Rockies are gonna sink back to the bottom of the division.
Him and Blackman are right now are just killing it.
Yeah,
they've got like a 2.3 and a 2.1 WAR rating for those two players. It's
Blackman married a gypsy's ugly daughter or something because there's nothing to explain how well he's hitting.
And then, let's see, number 3 would be your man, Trout. He's at a 1.8. And then my man, Donaldson, is at a 1.6. And then Chase Utley this year is number 7.
Utley was hitting like 500.
Yeah, for a while.
The first 12 games, something like that.
He was just killing
ridiculous.
It. But because now I picked up a pack of baseball cards the other day, and I saw that WAR.
It's on the back of the baseball.
Is on the back of the baseball card.
Interesting.
Too. So I was discussing with Chris. You know, will that one day become a like getting into the Hall of Fame? You know, you hear those magical numbers, 500 home runs, which Albert Pujols just hit the other day, 3,000 hits, which what's his name from Houston, not Jeff Bagwell, but Craig Biggio has 3,000 hits. He's not in the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
which I think that shit. I think he should be.
He should be.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. Let's see. What are some other magical numbers? You know, 200 wins.
Yeah.
200 wins as a pitcher, you're pretty much guaranteed.
300 wins, you're guaranteed. 200 wins.
I don't think we'll ever see another 300 win baseball.
No, probably not.
We'll never see. That's why I'm saying 200 wins is you're getting up there because just the way that pitchers are such pussies now.
I mean, but that's Sabathia and Hudson, and I wouldn't necessarily say that they're both Hall of Famers.
For what Sabathia is doing now, no. But Sabathia for 10 years was freaking. He was lights out.
He
played at Cleveland, when he played at the Brewers.
He was good. No, he's been...
His first 4 years at the Yankees?
He's been good, but he hasn't consistently been the best pitcher in the league.
Oh, what are you talking about? He... dude, there's... I wish I could go. But I know for like 3 years in a row when he was with the Brewers, when he got traded from Cleveland to the Brewers, and then went from the Brewers to the Yankees. Those 4 years right there.
No, they were good.
He was a beast.
But he hasn't been anything like that for a while.
In the last 2 years, no.
I'd say three or four years. His ERA has been in the mid high threes. He hasn't. He's gotten the wins because he's been on the Yankees, and they'll give him run support.
Yeah.
But his pitching hasn't been as good or lights out. You know, if he was on the Giants, he would be a below 500 pitcher probably.
What about Tim Hudson?
I wouldn't say he is yet, but if he can notch another 2-3 seasons, I mean, pitching like he is this year, another 2 more seasons of that, and he could be,
yeah,
you know, pitching into your 40s with a 2 ERA.
Yeah, that's
that helps your case.
So, but yeah, we were just discussing that, and then like all time freaking WAR players. You know, you got Barry Bonds. People put Barry Bonds' 2001 up against Babe Ruth's 1921. Some people have Babe at number one. Like ESPN has Barry, their WAR rating has Barry number one, whereas Baseball Reference has Babe Ruth is number one. So I mean, it goes back and forth.
There's no, and what they and you know, different sites have a different rating just because the baseline isn't exactly the same.
Yeah, and then
they rate defense a little differently.
Yeah, and that's where I think they should. I think somebody should come out and say this is.
Well, I think Fangraphs and Baseball Reference got together last year to make their baselines
the same,
more you know, similar.
Fangraph is also an awesome website.
That's for current stuff, for current players and seeing trends, because they have a lot of the like contact rates and things like that. Fangraphs is my favorite, but for, you know, history and looking up all sorts of weird, you know, game finders and things like that, I use Baseball Reference. And those are favorited on my browsers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah.
Trout put up the best WAR in the majors the last 2 years in a row.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And I mean he's up there again. He's him and Donaldson. Donaldson was like,
Donaldson had a great WAR last year. Yeah. He's a good defender at third base.
Yeah.
His offense was great last season.
He freaking airmailed a play yesterday. I mean, just.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, great. He going to the backside glove hand, freaking had to range over about 3 feet to snag it. Boom. Gets up, checks the runner at second, and then just rockets it over to first base, and it was probably 8 feet over his head.
No, I said he's a good third baseman, not the best third baseman.
No, he's not the best third baseman.
That,
but
that goes to Machado.
Yeah. But Donaldson is still, he's still up there.
For catcher to third base, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, let's see. What has the Giants done in the last 10 games? I believe they are 5-5.
Well, yeah, they might be 5-5. Yeah. They were in a horrible hitting slump.
Oh, yeah. Therefore,
that they just started breaking out of
the
last 3 days.
Their last two games against Cleveland, and then their...
the last game in Colorado.
In Colorado, yeah.
Woke them up. They're like, oh, yeah, we know how to hit the ball.
Yeah,
they hit like 6 home runs.
But before the last 3 games, they were, let's see, lost Colorado, 2 runs there, 4 runs against San Diego, 1 run, 1 run, 1 run, 1 run, 2 runs, 3 runs. So, yeah, I mean.
No, it was ugly for a while. Yeah. But they're at the top of the NL West right now.
I thought they were tied.
Nope. Dodgers have one extra loss, so we're a half game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When I was looking at it, the A's are tied right now with the Rangers.
Yeah, which is doesn't necessarily bode the best for the A's, because the Rangers are without half their team right now.
Yeah, it's I can't say.
You just hope the Rangers fold in September like they have the last 2 years in a row.
It's, and we lost to Houston last night. We did.
That's not great.
That's, I mean, that's not great, but it's going to happen. We lost four times to them last year, but we beat them 14 times. So, yeah. And that was the best in the division. And as long as you beat the people that you're supposed to beat.
There's a reason the baseball season is 162 games long.
Yeah.
It's because on any given day, a starter can just go out and blank you.
Yeah. So, and that's what happened yesterday with...
Was it Feldman?
No, it wasn't Feldman. It started with an S. Sure. Damn it. I had the name in my head, and then I just lost it.
Named it. That'll happen. Let's see. Trying to look up the box score for that.
It says here the winning pitcher was Williams, but it wasn't Williams.
You know what matters?
Kuchel.
I fucking hate pop-ups. So that was a commercial, everybody. Don't know if you know that, but yeah.
What?
Oh, it just... When I went to a website, the Flash player automatically started.
And the mic, like the... It goes, Audacity picks that up.
Yeah, it'll run through it and it'll record it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so somebody just got a little. Hey, let's see what. Hey, let's see what.
Today's prepackaged, one click, mass produced, cookie cutter, Insta everything world. What matters is human touch.
Human touch. What's this for?
Sam, those oysters come in.
Hey, at least it was an Audi commercial, because you got to have the human touch to get an Audi.
I thought it was an anti-condom commercial.
Yeah, but Houston's bad. Today, Malone goes against McHugh at, let's see, about 11 o'clock our time.
So 5 minutes?
Yeah, so in about 5 minutes they start. So, but, man, our starting pitching,
Thought you loved your starting pitching.
And our bullpen, Jesus, man.
Thought you loved your bullpen.
Jesus.
I thought you loved every part of
actually,
your team.
Actually, I think that their bullpen is starting to come around.
Jim Johnson has been great since you got him out of the closer role.
Yeah, and I think they're starting to put... They're going to be putting him back in that role.
He should.
Which, if he goes back to the closer role and he can do his job halfway consistently... That actually makes the rest of our bullpen better because those guys know their job.
Yeah.
Doolittle knows his job. Cook knows his job. Abad knows his job.
There's something to be said, and relievers have, you know, said this before. There's a certain comfort in knowing what you know, when you're supposed to get up.
Yeah.
You know, they have an idea of, oh, if this inning comes around, this batter's, you know, coming up in the lineup, then I'm probably coming in. They get comfortable knowing when they're coming in as opposed to, oh, I'll close it by committee. I'll see how I'm feeling that day. Then everyone's just twiddling their thumbs like, is it me? Is it me? Is it me?
Yeah, yeah. Where Jim is, if Jim Johnson can start doing what he's doing. Because Cook yesterday was throwing smoke, dude, like 96.
Yeah.
Cook was freaking bringing it. Which he started out on the DL. Was down in the minors for the first couple of games. He's just now starting to get...
It's good he's got his velocity.
Get his velocity, because he went out with a soreness in his shoulder. So we'll see how that works out, but he's got his velocity. It's not like he's got a dead arm. Then you got Doolittle down there, just got a new 5-year contract. You've got Abad down there, lefty, throwing smoke. You know, we've got the... Like I said, if we can figure out, boom, you're the closer, everybody else knows their role, okay, this is what it is. I think that'll be fine. Now, the starting pitcher with Straley and Malone out there, those guys can give up some big innings.
Yeah.
They can give up some big innings. Straley, his slider, if his slider isn't on, if it isn't just diving out of the strike zone, his slider looks so much like his fastball. And his fastball is just a big melon out there, dude, just waiting to get crushed. It's just coming at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they can they can start doing that, if they can, they get their close, if they get their closer and bullpen taken care of, I think the A's starting pitching,
they can yank their starting pitchers early enough to keep the game close.
Yeah, because we've got enough depth down there in the bullpen. We've got Otero, we got Gregerson. You know, you got arms down there.
Yeah.
You've got arms down there. So that's,
Gregerson was a starter, so you know he can give you innings.
Yeah.
He can eat some stuff up, so.
So, but Donaldson's been,
he's been good.
Lowry's been great. Brandon Moss, Coco Crisp, these guys are all, you know, they're all doing it. They're all doing what they should be doing. And what's nice is Josh Reddick is starting to come around. Over the last, I'd say, 6 games.
What you want to see is a bit more consistency from him, as opposed to, hi, I'm 0 for 40. I'll hit 3 home runs, so you'll put me in the lineup for the next 3 weeks, but I'll go another 0 for 50.
Yeah, and I mean, he's on base. He's at 300 on base. He's hitting 232.
Could be better.
Could be better. Would like to see him get up to
how many homers does he have?
He's got 5 RBIs and, where's the homers at? He's only got like 3 homers.
So I'd rather have.
He's only got 1 home run.
I'd rather have Hunter Pence.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Hunter Pence, man.
He's playing better than Josh Reddick.
He's playing better than Josh Reddick, but
no, he's started to hit the last couple games.
You guys have got some problems over there in San Francisco.
Aside from Pablo.
Pablo is sucking 165. I was looking at that. 165. And he wants Hunter Pence numbers.
He's not going to.
He wants Hunter Pence number.
Yeah, he's not going to. But aside from him, I like the way the rest of the lineup is.
Because Hunter Pence, Hunter Pence isn't doing too much better than him. He's hitting 250.
250 is pretty good.
Hey, Josh Reddick, 237.
13 points higher, more home runs, more RBIs.
One more home run and 3 more RBIs.
I said it's more. Would you rather have less or more? You would rather have more.
I would rather have more, but I would rather have Josh Reddick's defense out there and right.
Hunter Pence's defense is pretty close.
Dude, no way. Josh Reddick threw a laser yesterday picking off a guy at second.
See, that's the problem.
I'm talking about it was a freaking laser.
Hunter Pence had 3 outfield assists in the first 5 games. I'm just saying, his arm is pretty good too. Reddick is probably better at you know, has more range.
Reddick is a gold glove. He's got to be looked at as a gold glove out there. If he continues to play and if he hits 250 with like 12 dingers.
Gold glove should have nothing to do with your offense.
It doesn't. But his offense will keep him on the field.
Yeah.
He's got to have some sort of offense. You got to hit enough to play. And with the way that he plays defense right now, boom, lights out gold glove.
Yeah.
Should be.
No, just ask Michael Morse. He'd say Reddick deserves a gold glove.
I've been trying to watch some Giants games. Chris feels that is a, you know, just turning my back on the A's, which, hey, it is. But I'm trying.
Chris is an A's fan?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
man, you guys are awful.
So it does. It, being on this. Doing this with you, I want to be able to, you know, not only look at stats, but I want to see how they're actually playing out there. I want to, because body language speaks a lot for a person and the way they're playing, not just numbers, because, you know, it just does. I like looking at a person's body language when they're up at the plate, when they're out on the field playing and doing stuff, just the way that they're walking up to the batter's box. They look good going into the batter's box. If they're, you know, like Hunter Pence, I've watched him a couple of times. Now that guy swings so hard at pitches.
All the time.
Every time. He's like Barry Bonds. See, that Barry Bonds should actually be Hunter Pence's batting
coach. No, that's why Hunter Pence chokes up on the bat, because of Barry Bonds. Because when he saw Barry Bonds do it when he was a kid, he was like, oh, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
That's why he chokes up on the bat.
Yeah.
That's not why his swing is so fucking weird. Because that's just because he's a weird person.
Because he swings so hard. It's just like Barry Bonds. He swung at the ball. It's like when we're playing softball, I say.
His swing, Barry Bonds' swing looks easy, though. It doesn't look like he's swinging hard. It's just like,
it's
here's the ball, here's easy, the ball, back on it, boom.
Easy to it, violent through it. And Hunter Pence is violent through it. He wants to just kill it.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And his eyes say, I'm an insane serial killer. And he's streaky. His hits are gonna come, you know. He's hitting the ball hard, and sometimes it's finding gloves.
Yeah.
And that's just the way he is. And he's starting to go to right field a little more. So his hits are starting to drop. Buster Posey has a horrible average right now.
222.
But his line drive rate is the same as it's always been. Ground ball rate's the same as it's always been. Fly ball rate's been the same as it's always been. He's just not finding holes. So I'm not worried about him. Pablo's the only person I'm actually worried about, because he's actually doing things differently, and it's not working. He used to be one of the most aggressive hitters on the first pitch, and now he's one of the least aggressive. He's waiting until he has two strikes. He's basically too passive. And he's letting them just drop in fastballs for two strikes, and then he's just chasing everywhere, as opposed to jumping early in the count like he used to.
And that's where I think the A's have a big problem. The A's have to be at the bottom of the league for first pitch hit. They just don't do it.
That's fine. It's fine if you have the discipline. See, Pablo doesn't have discipline, because once he gets two strikes, he's going to swing at everything, because he doesn't have the eye to see, oh, this one's a ball in the dirt, I'm not swinging at this one, here's ball one. No, if he has two strikes, he's swinging at everything. That's the problem. He worked out with Miguel Cabrera this offseason, and again, trying to learn place of discipline is great, but once you have two strikes, it's all about seeing the ball. And when you can't see the ball, you just fucking swing at everything at that point. So he doesn't have the vision to be that kind of a hitter.
Yeah.
Some of the A's do.
Browse 10,000 single Asian women's profiles.
Is there a video for that?
It just came up on a pop-up. No, I know what you're saying, because... And that's where I wish somebody would tell the A's players, hey, if it's a fastball straight down the middle on that first pitch, there's no rule that says that you cannot swing at that. There's no rule out there.
Nope, there isn't.
So I wish that the A's would sometimes be a little bit more aggressive. But like Derek Norris, 362. Killing it. Derek Barton. I hate Derek Barton. I wish Derek Barton would just go away. He's been in the A's. He's been in the A's, you know, farm system, in the A's system for, God, I want to say he came in 8 years. Let's pull him up. I got to just see what it is. I got to see his stats, because he is just, I mean, his first league. 2007 was his first year. And he, when he first came up, it was like, okay, this guy is going to be it. This guy in 2010, you know, he hit 10 home runs, 57 RBIs, you know, 273 batting average. You know, it was like, okay, this guy could be a steady first baseman for us for a while. And then guess what? Just sucking. 212, 204, 269 last. Of course, he hits 269 last year's with 120 plate appearances.
It's not that great.
Just go away, please. He needs to just go away.
Are you guys still having John Jaso lead off?
Jaso needs to be hitting second. Jaso sometimes leads off when he...
When Crisp is out?
Or? Yeah, when Crisp is out. So he'll... Jaso's usually...
I saw that once. I was like, oh, a catcher is leading off.
Yes, but...
That's a very interesting batting lineup.
But Jaso... Jaso's pretty good at... I mean, he could lead off if he wanted. If you got to, you could
use
him. Yeah,
if you want to go against the standards of... Let's get a high on base guy with speed because he's not speedy.
He's not speedy, but he moves. For a catcher, both of our Norris and Jaso both move. They're not.
I think Jaso can move. I'd hesitate to really give Norris any credit for moving.
No, they.
He might be okay once he gets going. Hey, Prince Fielder's okay once he gets going. He's not stopping on a dime, that's for sure.
You know who it just hurts to watch run is Pools.
He's running better. He's stealing bases.
When the first baseman's playing, 15 feet behind him and he gets a...
Hey, man, still stealing bases. Still hitting doubles.
No, but I was watching him... I was watching him when I went down to the A's game, and I was out in left field, and just watching him go from home plate to first, I was like,
He probably doesn't put a lot of effort into that these days.
No.
But defensively, he's been good. I mean, he's been good this year. Pujols leads the tied for the league lead in
home runs. Yeah. He's pretty.
He's not vintage Pujols, but he's close. He's not bad.
And, I mean, their Angels are 3.5 out right now with Texas and Oakland.
If only they had a bullpen.
Oh, yeah. If they had
only.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, starting pitching is not great, but when your starting pitching finally puts together a decent game for you and then your bullpen comes in and blows it, that's demoralizing. I mean, Mike Trout can't bat every inning. I know it sucks, but he just can't bat every inning.
Yeah, he is really, really good.
Yeah,
Mike Trout is really, really good.
Were you at the game where? The game where he hit the two-run homer.
Yeah, to tie
the game.
Yeah. I mean, and of course, I'm with my family, which are all Angels fans, and we're sitting out there, and the flame goes off. And you're thinking, oh, it's just a little flame out there, when you see it on TV, you're like, a little. And, yeah. And, I mean, I could feel the heat, and I was, I want to say, 85 yards away from it. And, I mean, it was like, and I was like. Bleh.
Man, if you can't take the heat, get out of Trout's kitchen, man.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. That's pretty cool. Milwaukee is on a tear still.
Still, that might change now that. So Ryan Braun was taking practice swings in the dugout yesterday and hit their shortstop in the head.
I did not see that.
And I am pretty sure he is now on the DL. Yeah. So basically, first inning, he's in the dugout taking practice swings, hits the shortstop in the head. Shortstop comes out of the game. Later in the game, Braun comes out of the game for an injury. So who knows what's going on there? But there's something.
Are you taking him over there, Beb?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to have
it dropped off by Okay. All right, I'll be done here in a little bit.
Okay.
Bye.
Love
Bye.
You. My wife is going to drop off our son so that we can have a little day date.
It's time to party.
Yeah, we're going to have
party.
Hey, it's
make another baby.
It's practice. No, it's different. I mean, it's difficult to get, time when you have a small child and, it's just hard to spend quality time with your wife. So we are going to go to lunch. I think I'm going to take her out to sushi because she loves sushi. I, on the other hand, hate sushi. So we usually go to Hisui One so that we can
you get the hibachi.
I can
go to
the
hibachi table
or
something.
I can get a steak and she can have, and then we're gonna go watch Captain America.
Hell yeah. Solid movie.
Solid?
Solid movie.
Nice.
I love that movie.
Because I'm going to watch it, and I'm like, yeah, this is going to be good.
As a comic book movie, I love comic books and all that sort of thing. So yeah. I loved it. But just, you know, playing as just a popcorn, go to the movies, see a flick, it's still a fucking good movie.
Did you see that comic book that I had with Superman is a Russian?
No.
No? It's pretty good. Superman, instead of landing in Kansas, he lands in Russia. And he gets, you know, brought up through the communist way. And he's
got the hammer and sickle on his chest.
On his chest,
yeah. No, I mean, that character has been crossed over in other comics I've read, but I've never actually read his comic before.
It's pretty good. Yeah. He's calling everybody comrade and stuff. It's
hell yeah.
Yeah, but I was over at our buddy, Phil's. Phil Gex, tattoo shop over in Davis. If anybody wants a tattoo, go there. He's an amazing guy.
Primary Concepts, right?
Yeah, Primary Concepts. It's amazing. But they have that comic book store that's right downstairs from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there with a friend, and they were getting a tattoo from who used to tattoo downtown with
Jonathan?
Yeah, Jonathan. Jonathan is there, and he put a real nice tattoo on my friend from Holland. And while they were doing that, I was down there just perusing. God, I couldn't live anywhere near that place because I would just be buying comics all the time. They had the whole Watchmen series. It was like $85 or something.
Yeah, I dropped a good $200 on Batman comics the other day.
Yeah. I was like, I want the Watchmen, and then I saw.
That's a good comic.
Yeah, that's Watchmen. And then you know, I just see all these comics that I would go in. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't be there. You gotta read
them in the store. You gotta be that guy. You just not pay for them. Just read them in the store.
I'm not good. No, I don't want to be that guy. But yeah, anybody wants a good tattoo in Davis, Primary Concepts or man Phil. If you want it, you need to book it out because I think I booked mine in, I think it was the end of January.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's if you want Phil.
Yeah, that's if you want Phil because he's booked out.
All the other guys are really good too.
Yeah, yeah. Jonathan's amazing.
Is Joe there too?
I think Joe's there too. Yeah,
Joe's really good.
Yeah, they're all good. But like, of course, the time that I get my my sessions in with Phil, yeah, I've got Army. I'm going to be gone for a month, so I'm not going to be able to. So I'm going to give those.
What were you going to get tattooed?
I'm going to get my back done. I'm going to get God's property across the top, and then my grandmother's portrait, my dad's portrait, and my uncle's portrait.
I'll just take your spot. I'll just get that same tattoo on my back.
my grandma, my dad, and my uncle. Yeah.
You know, Phil was already planning on doing that, so why change it up on him? Let's just make him do that.
I think Case is gonna. I think we're gonna give a little.
Case is gonna get your face tattooed on him.
Jay's gonna take. He's getting some, since he has children now too. He's having to get some of his tattoos covered. So, it's a mean cycle. It's a mean cycle of tattooing. So, back to how about we go back to baseball? No.
Yeah, we can.
We can.
Who's the most tattooed baseball player? Nope, never mind. I know it's Ryan Roberts. He was on the Diamondbacks. I think last year he was on the Rays or Yankees.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, basically, you know, he's tattooed neck down.
Okay.
And one of the Diamondbacks giveaways was like a fake like, you know, those arm sleeves with tattoos on
them? Oh, yeah.
They did that as a giveaway of like Brian Roberts' tattoos.
Oh, that's.
I mean, that's. He's known for having lots of tattoos.
You know who else? You know what other team is pretty smoking hot right now? Atlanta.
They're good. They're a good team. They're.
What's wrong with Washington?
Injuries. Well, Strasburg hasn't been pitching. Amazing.
Yeah.
Gio hasn't been pitching amazing. Harper hasn't been hitting all that well.
Because
Zimmerman's on the DL. Harper just went on the DL. I mean, they're just...
Are they... Is that a team that people say, oh, yeah, they've got all the makings of going all the way?
Yes.
And then when it actually comes to it...
But they're not last place.
They're not... I mean, they're not
they're
last
still place. Sec- they're still second place.
They're still second. It looks like they're still tied for a wild card playoff with the Dodgers. So, I mean, look at us. We're a month into the season and we're talking... I'm talking wild card spot. But I'm saying... They're only a half game up on the Mets. They're only a game and a half up on Philly.
Yeah, but...
So, I mean, it could easily... This week, easily, they could be...
Or they could end up two games up on them. And then next week, they can be three games up on them. You know, and it could just be a slow build. You know, they need to get Ryan Zimmerman back, and they need Bryce Harper back.
Yeah, Harper needs to start swinging. Start.
Well, he hit a bases clearing triple the other day, but then yesterday, and then diving into third base, he sprained his thumb, so he's on the DL for that.
And what is up with baseball players today? Because if you talk to some old baseball players, they're like shit, man. I had a torn. Something torn in my hand, but guess what? I went out there and still raked.
They didn't usually rake. There's a lot of people that would play through injuries and not be as good.
Yeah, but so
it would end up costing them their careers by playing on it.
Nolan Ryan said that every year, at the end of the year, his arm hurt.
Nolan Ryan's a freak of nature. That does not count. You can't count people like Nolan Ryan.
And he, you can't. That big old knuckle right into Robin Ventura. Bam,
you can't, bam, you bam. Can't just start saying, well, Barry Bonds said, no one else is Barry Bonds. You just can't throw that name out there and have it stick to everybody. It just doesn't work that way. Babe Ruth was fat, and who doesn't care? Not everyone else is Babe Ruth. You can't just pick the fattest, biggest person and have him be the best baseball player. Maybe works in softball, not baseball.
So...
And please don't do it in women's softball. Keep women's softball fit and fantastic.
Yes. Like Florida's players.
Exactly. I DVR'd it. I'll go home
later. Oh, you did?
Later this evening. And
did you? Did
and are partake.
Are you serious? You did? I was gonna say that's a solid DVR, man. That's a way solid DVR.
So, I'm going to go ahead and do my Giant of the Week.
Okay.
Or of the last 2 weeks or whatever. It's Michael Morse. Just because I didn't think he was going to be this good. And this, he's been consistent too. And his defense hasn't been horrible. And he's hit home runs that people shouldn't hit in AT&T Park. Like, he just, you know, people can come into that park and be, you know, scared of the dimensions and scared of how the ball gets knocked down onto the warning track every time. But he had an 0-2 count the other day, and he took swing out to try and just be short to the ball, and he launched one out of the park in right center. Largest part of the ballpark. Half-swinged it out of the ballpark in right center. It just... Oh man, I had juices.
Did it get your dick hard?
I had juices flowing to certain spots of the body that doesn't, you know, that is usually reserved for Florida, Missouri softball games. It was nice. It was nice.
Where is that shit? Where is my?
You looking for outro music?
No. I picked that. I picked that. But now I am looking for. Here we go.
Because of I've had some expenses come up, such as having to sign up our fucking softball team.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Both teams, actually.
Both teams.
You got both of our teams in, our Thursday night and Friday night.
Because our Thursday night guys flaked. and I had to sign them up.
Yeah. So, but I'll have your my money for you.
Give it to James. I already made James pay me back for everything.
Oh, so. Yeah. So you didn't? You haven't made?
Well,
any?
I need the money for Friday, but yeah, for okay, Thursday.
Yeah. No, but you haven't been making any bets in this last Not couple last. Of weeks. How was Easter? Since you couldn't come and do podcast, how was your Easter?
Not great.
Not great?
I don't. Our arbitrary holidays with family. I don't hate my family, but I don't want to get together for no reason. And to me, most holidays are no reason. I don't know. I like
because I call it our mandatory family fun days that we have to do, and Easter is of course one of them. And I don't have a problem with it. I like going, and we bullshit, and you know, usually barbecue, and we're watching baseball games or football games in football season. Everybody just and all the kids get together, and they're still playing board
See,
games.
See, there's no,
and I go
there's
over
no
there.
Kids. There's no one my age in my family. It's my parents and my mom's parents. And then like some of their like step cousins that are, you know, older.
Yeah.
And, you know, white trashy and just you know, there's no one I relate to on any level at any of my family gatherings.
That kind of sucks, man.
It definitely sucks.
So. But hey, so no bets.
It could have been worse. I could have been crucified that day.
I guess there.
You yes. just got to keep life in perspective, man.
You
got to
keep life in perspective. I could have been crucified that day. One other thing. My wife has kind of rearranged the man cave. Is that okay for your wife to decorate and rearrange the man cave? Because
well, I can now sit on the couch if I want to, and that's cool.
Yeah.
The curtain thing, I'm not sure about. This should be like a shitty, like beaded, like island scene or something like that.
I was thinking about getting the, the shower curtain that's like, you know, fish and
oh, just like a really
just,
shitty kid shower
yeah,
curtain.
Yeah, just a really shitty
That'd be
one.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, no, but does that get my man card revoked if I have my wife decorate my man cave?
Well, seeing as there's like only one sports thing on the wall, yeah, probably. We have a purple Kings tote bag up on the wall, and that's the extent of the sports memorabilia.
Hey, I've got a couple of I got jerseys.
Hiding behind the fancy curtain. Yeah. So yes, we are revoking things.
Okay, that's fine. Since we do our podcast in here, if you want to bring over something, I will start decorating the man cave.
A popcorn machine.
I could put a popcorn machine over there in the curtain where the acoustic guitar that I bought when I was in Afghanistan is, that I was like, I'm going to learn how to play guitar while I'm on deployment if I'm not doing anything. Guess what? I was doing hella shit. So I never got to learn how to play guitar.
Yeah. So sometimes during war you have shit to do as opposed to just playing music.
Hey,
who knew?
Let me tell you, there's a lot of fat motherfuckers over there that just sat on the fucking bases for a full year and didn't do fucking shit and got paid. While I'm out there fucking humping up and down fucking mountains, getting shot at, fucking
When you say humping up and down mountains.
I'm humping a pack up the fucking mountain.
Humping.
We call not like humping a mountain, like trying to make love, oh sweet love to it. I'm talking about walking up and down mountains.
You didn't say doing that to mountains. You said up and down mountains. So maybe you had some chick that was way into hiking and you guys would just get it on up and down the mountains.
Man, so.
Or a dude.
I'm sure probably in the year that I was there on my base, I bet you 15 people fucking learned how to play guitar because they just sat in their fucking hooches all year long and fucking didn't have anything else to do except fucking learn how to play guitar and watch fucking movies on their fucking, watch movies, watch porn on their fucking computers and Skype their wives and jag their dicks and fucking for a full year. I'm very jaded about things. I'm sorry.
As someone who plays guitar for that full year, I would have tossed the guitar aside and just watched porn. In that sort of scenario, there's a lot of porn watching going on. There's a lot of testosterone going at all times.
I'd have to drain the tubes quite often. There's nothing like fucking up in the mountains. Fucking, you're sitting. You're fucking. You're doing like I don't know. Ambush, waiting for somebody. So I'm over there by myself, middle of the night.
Dick in hand.
I got my weapon in one hand and my gun in the other. just waiting and not knowing if somebody else is going to fucking, you know.
And then you pull the wrong trigger at the wrong time.
There's nothing like it in the world, my friend. Nothing like it in the world.
Friend walks by underneath you, and there's a little friendly fire going.
Hey, there's... Dude, you don't say anything, because in the hooches that we were in, because it's like an open bay, except we put in walls, partitions and walls, so it's the top of it, there's...
You know, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So you can hear everything going on. You just hear people fucking... Ooh. Just beating off... All the time. There's
no shame.
There's no shame. Hey,
that's good.
You hear.
Normal American life should be like that. It shouldn't be like that over there. It should be like that here. That should be the freedom that we're fighting for.
So, you're walking to your room, your hooch, and you walk past three rooms. The dude's just fucking. And they'll be talking to their wives on Skype, be like, oh, yeah, do that, yeah. Because, you know, the wives don't know that all they see is that you're in a room.
Uh-huh.
They don't know that the top is open. So, you know, guys are just saying all sorts of, yeah, grab that dildo, stick it, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's so hot.
They don't know that there's a dude in the partition next to them jerking off to the sounds that you guys are making.
But you can't hear the wife because they'll have... You know,
I'm not saying you have to hear the wife. You're just imagining the instructions he's throwing out, and he's like, "Oh, I bet she's doing this."
and then yeah, your buddy's like, "Oh yeah, this is my wife," and then you know, 15 minutes later, fucking whacking off, she's got her vagina just full blast right in the fucking Skype screen, just like. Yeah, it's
Skype's great.
Skype was amazing. Skype was amazing for me. It kept me in touch with my wife. It was very good. So, but yes, I have jerked off in many, many different places while on three tours, two to Iraq, one to Afghanistan. I can tell you probably 15 stories of me just jerking off when you would be like, you know what? You should probably be thinking about, you know.
Survival,
not dying, trying to kill other people. Yes.
You know.
It's a strange, strange world.
You don't want to die with a full-on erection, though. So you want to get...
You learn... Let me tell you, you learn very quickly how to get to the end. You're not, it's not.
I don't need the military for that. I learned that a long time ago.
Okay, you're not jerking off for freaking like 30 minutes.
No.
Watching porn. No. This is a, we're making this happen in the next 5 minutes sort of thing.
What's the best part of jerking off? Probably the ending, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's always get to the ending as fast as we can.
Yeah.
It's not like you're having sex. It's not like you're having a fun activity. This is, the payoff is the end. Let's rush to the end.
Yeah. So.
This has been the best podcast we've ever done.
Yeah. So let's start this up. Start up our little outro music. That's why I gave you headphones. Why aren't you wearing your headphones?
You just need to hum better.
So, what do you think?
Incubus?
Incubus.
Gotcha. Yeah, that goes with jerking off a little bit.
All right. Well, this was, I'd have to say, like you said, this has probably been our most interesting podcast.
It talked about the most things in the history of baseball, comic books, and that.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, those are probably the top three things in my life. And we covered them. So this is great.
So this has been another Bloop Singles episode. I am Marcus Mann.
I'm Zach Kraft.
And you guys have a great weekend and a great week, and we'll try and see you back here again.
And remember, the ending is the best part. Rush to the end.
What's that?
The ending is the best part. Rush to the end.
Well, that little nugget of information, we're going to be signing off now. Have a great week, people. And high